What's up, CBI listeners? Benjamin David here, head of our comic book intl.com network. Happy con, man. New York Comic Con 2018 was this past week, and four shows from our CBI network were there covering con. We got Above and Batman Beyond, we got Batyard's Finest, we got DC Collecticast, and Update Nerd Style. That is a lot of con network coverage. And guess what? None of it's free. Getting to New York, not cheap. I come from New Jersey. Stuff ain't free. But guess what? Now we got a sponsor. So thank you so much to Tushy. Just go to hellotushy.com and you guys can take advantage of this amazing product that is now sponsoring our network. What's a Tushy, you ask? Well, quite simply, a Tushy bidet is a device that easily attaches to your toilet and sprays your bottom clean. Not your typical sponsor, but who cares? This friggin' company rules. And you know what? The name of our network is not international for no reason. I used to live in Italy, and boy, the culture shock of seeing this other toilet next to the normal toilet, I was like, I'm not sitting on that thing. That looks like a little sink next to a whatever. I'm American. I use toilet paper. Then I started using the bidet, never went back. And then I had to come back to America, and I was stuck with no bidet. It was another culture shock that I got coming back. So I was like, oh my God, now I got to take a shower every time afterward. Now you don't, because we have Tushy, guys. So the way it works, super simple. It installs in 10 minutes. Tushy fits all standard toilets and on some one-piece toilets. No electricity, plumbing, or significant other required. You don't have to get your boyfriend or girlfriend to help you out with this thing. Do it yourself. Just unscrew the toilet seat, pop the Tushy on, connect to water, and get to pooping. Look, man, don't be shy. Everybody poops. You just wash your butt, adjust the pressure from gentle butt spritz to power wash, then resist the urge to brag about how clean your booty is to everyone. Or don't. Because it'll all be dry and clean and perfect. And, you know, we got a health and fitness podcast coming to our network. And part of health and fitness, or at least the health part, there's a lot of health issues that come with, you know, this American standard toilet paper system we have here. You know, most of us will admit, we'd like to go in the shower right afterward, but we might not have time. With the Tushy, I've talked to people that say they don't even wash their hands afterward, not with a Tushy, but with other devices similar to this. I'm not saying don't wash your hands. I'm just saying that's how clean this system is. So once again, go to hellotushy.com. That's hellotushy.com. And you're going to give them our CBI exclusive network code. So they're going to take 10% off your first order with code BEYOND from our Above and Batman Beyond podcast. So once again, go to hellotushy.com and they're going to take 10% off your first order with code BEYOND. That's BEYOND. You're going to redeem that once again at checkout, hellotushy.com. This is Update Nerd Style. I am Benjamin David. You might know me from the Above and Batman Beyond podcast. And with me, as always, or most of the time, we have Mag. Say what's up, Mag.
What's up? This is Mag from Steady Geekin' and Mag's Rambling.
Awesome. You can find me at Benjamin of David on Instagram, as well as at Batman Beyond podcast, at Comic Book INTL on Twitter. The network on which Update Nerd Style is located, as well as the Above and Batman Beyond show I mentioned before, as well as a lot of updates. It's been a while since we've updated, and I've updated the listeners on all the shows. So we got Above and Batman Beyond, Update Nerd Style, Batyard's Finest, and DC Collecticast. It's a lot of shows on our pod network, and you can find them all on the comicbookintl.com network. Another announcement there, another update quite literally there. I spent a bunch of money the day of con, which is actually on my list of things to talk about. So I updated the sites and did this SSL thing where you have to do all the security crap that, you know, it's boring stuff. But the point is that Google will bury you now unless your site is super secure. But all that's been taken care of. Showed up to con with fresh new professional websites and business cards. So check out all that stuff. comicbookintl.com.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
So,
Yeah, today's episode, as we said, or not as we said, but as the title of the episode suggests, is going to be a quick New York Comic Con 2018 recap. One of the biggest pop cultural events on the planet just took place in the greatest city in the world, in the heart of Manhattan, between October 4th and the 7th, Thursday through Sunday. And both I, Benjamin David, and Mag here were there. And I was telling Mag before we recorded that these events are just so insane and crazy, and we need reminders within the day. And it's on one of my points that I'm going to bring up, of just like the world needs to stop, and we need to remember like why we're doing this. And it's because we love the stuff. And then also, most likely there are people in your life that you share this stuff with. And friends are among, you know, the most important people within that. So meeting up with friends like you, not only fellow casters of the pod, but I, you know, consider you guys good friends. And it was awesome to meet up with you and let the day slow down for a minute and enjoy this stuff.
Yeah, especially like you said, there for the first, like, I went, this was my second one going, second New York Comic Con. And the first one I went, made the mistake of going on a Saturday.
It was
overwhelming. And then this one, I'm thinking, okay, it's a Thursday. It's going to be a little bit less. It felt like it was just, it was almost like I've been to a few opening days at sporting events. And that's what it was. It was like a strong opening day. Like, there were so many people there. And then, like you said, you know, you're so overwhelmed. You want to go here, there, everywhere. Everything you like is like literally in one place. Like, they got wrestling memorabilia. They got sport memorabilia. They got Monster energy drinks there for you. You know, you name it, they had it there.
Seriously.
So it was like, then just, you know, even though I went with a group of friends, going and running into you and being able to introduce them to you, and it was just like, boom, and we had that little quick moment just to like unwind real quick. Normalcy.
Yeah.
Place normal. Of chaos. So it was totally worth it. Like, you know, and it was this, even though it was the second one, I feel it was the same feeling as the first one.
Mm. Yeah. I'm interested to know. So was your second, your first one was last year?
No, 2 years ago.
Two years ago. Yeah. So 2016.
Yep, 2016.
Yeah, I mean, this is my third New York Comic Con. All three, majority of my floor time was Thursdays. I just lucked out last year on Friday because I went back and hustled it just to hand out business cards and jumpstart Above and Batman Beyond. And I was like, all right, even if I can't get in, like the amount of business cards that I can hand out and all these people have to either leave or walk in so I can just catch them all, do interviews. I was lucky enough to get in on Friday, but the point of all this is to say that like Thursday has been the majority of my experience. It is insane and crowded. And like, I just, when people describe something more than that, I honestly have no desire to go on a Saturday.
And I don't know, maybe it's because they're still doing construction.
Oh, are they still doing that? Because I heard last year, that's why last year just felt really crowded every day.
Yeah, they're still doing construction on partial because there was one half that was still like blocked off. So that could play a part into it too, but still it was like not taking that away. You know, it's still, like you said, it was overwhelmed, like people everywhere. And it's just amazing how like people were bringing, I still get floored by this, they bring infants with them. Like, what are you doing? please, I just want them to stop. Like, enjoy your time with your child. They even brought that, like, don't bring, your child's not going to remember that when you're shoulder carrying it, especially when they can't walk. Like, I think they need to say, all right, anybody younger than 4 years old should not be able to attend, just because it's like it's so crowded.
Yeah, I mean, your kid could disappear in a heartbeat, and there is no fine, like, you're done.
There's, and
I don't say, like, hey, can you guys help me out? Like, you're done.
Yeah, it's pretty, and it's hectic. It's like a Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, people, almost. And you know what thing? One thing I noticed, I just gave up on saying excuse me and going, oh, sorry, and bumping into people because everybody will just mow into you and not say a word. I'm like, facts. All right.
And then the temper starts to get, because like this year, I have to walk around with a cane.
Yeah, I felt real bad for you. I was like, damn, dude, this place represents the verb walk, so I can't.
And people were like you said, they just ran into you. No sorry, no nothing. It's just, get out of my way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a nerd thing or a comic or a New York like city thing, but I am from New Jersey and I am from like a very waspy, polite, very influenced by British, you know, politeness and too much to the point of like, all right, stop apologizing. I don't like that aspect of it, but like what I have taken from that is like hold doors for people, say excuse me. If you bump into someone, you know, that it's not like saying sorry, like, oh, it's not saying sorry for no reason. You're saying sorry because you could have potentially hurt the person. I don't know.
I think it's a little
sorry
bit,
or say something, man.
I think it's both a little bit of New York culture.
Like New York City, right? Just
New
bumping
York
into
City,
people.
And even just New York State in general.
Okay. Yeah. I can't speak because I know you're from upstate or mid or Hudson
yeah,
Valley. Middle,
so. Yeah. So we're like in between that city point and beyond the city. So like I would say it's a little bit of, I think it might be a little bit of both the city and just comic culture in itself, because you got to think these guys are hustling too to try and get that golden score.
Yeah, and they're not the most social people to begin with.
It was awesome. I mean, I don't know how many.
Yeah, so positive. Let's get to the positive here. Absolutely. Go ahead.
The first place we stopped was the Invicta watches.
Interesting watches.
Yes, and they had Jim Lee's exclusive for New York City Comic Con. It was the Jim Lee Batman and Harley Quinn design.
Whoa!
Yes, so my cousin ended up getting the Batman and a Harley Quinn watch. And the crazy thing, like, I was talking to the guy, and the guy just... The one person, I'm not going to crap on Invicta at all, but the person that they hired gave me the wrong information, so I completely walked away from the stand.
Oh.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's 400. And then when my cousin told me what he paid for it, I was like, what? You paid nearly half what the guy said. So they were literally giving, like, even though it was a Comic-Con exclusive, it was they gave it a half, like a 50% off. So whatever's left over is going to be probably on their website for full price. But you get the box that holds the box. He actually got they have artwork of the Joker inside the box.
Oh my god.
And then it was Batman's emblem. The watch is sweet. You have to take a look at Invicta to see the design that it was. I mean,
yeah, so what is the face? It's got the bat symbol.
It was the bat symbol. It was all black, like midnight black. Oh, it's a sweet looking watch. I didn't look at the Harley Quinn too much, but that particular watch was sweet. They had they didn't just have Batman. They had like a Superman watch, because my other coworker, he ended up buying a Superman watch with the Superman emblem as like the face and all that, and it's pretty sweet.
I love seeing legitimate products like that put out by like the nerdiest of nerd culture.
And what's cool about that is like this watch you can wear like to a wedding, to a business meeting, because it had, and then it still shows that, you know, it still shows your geekness.
Hmm.
So it's like, that was a cool thing. What was cool for me is, you know, Steady Geeking, we've been doing a lot of Kickstarters.
Okay.
So Sleeping Giant had a booth out there. Shout out to Ron Mars and Harding. They, you know, they pulled out they had the book, The Demigod, which we helped with the Kickstarter. So they actually had physical copies of that. and the black, I believe it's called, oh man, I don't want to mess it up. Can't remember the book Harding was working.
That's all right. So just plug the name of the guy again. And then...
Harding.
Okay.
And Ron Mars, they did beautiful on that, and it was a hard physical copy. So seeing the hard physical copy and knowing that we just helped with that and knowing that it was at Comic-Con was like, it was like kind of like surreal for me, because like I was like, oh, I helped with the Kickstarter for that, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, damn, you know, like that's where eventually one day, who knows? I don't draw, so I can't say I'm going to be there. But it was just surreal, and it was a good feeling, you know?
Wait, so you guys feature these people who are doing Kickstarters on Steady Geekin'?
On Steady Geekin' through the Earplug Podcast Network.
Yeah.
And they have physical copies now, so it's like, wow, that's so cool. Like, they had enough to get the physical copies out there and sell them at this year's Comic-Con. So
that's sweet, man. So that's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's got to feel good.
And then there was my cousin. He has the new set of Marvel Universe cards.
Okay, so are these like Tops trading cards?
I think they're the Tops or the Ultra Flare.
Tops, that is such a good company.
So then he ended up getting the artist was there, so we went and saw
what?
The artist.
Nice.
I'm gonna butcher this guy's name, Nakamori.
Okay.
And he signed, shout out to him, great artwork too. Like, and he signed, my cousin purchased some things from him, and then I said to my cousin, like, you want his autograph, right, for the cards? Why don't you? And because he kind of forgot.
Nah.
So then the guy took every single card he signed for free.
What?
Yes. This guy is like, he's down to earth, and like, I got to reach out to him. I got to find his Instagram because I want to reach out to him and try and get him on Steady Geekin', because just that gesture alone.
Yeah.
You deserve any outlet you can get. I mean, he's already working for Marvel, but still, you know.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, working for Marvel means you're...
yeah, it's not, you know. Like, you know, you can get other outlets too. So.
Right.
But that was, it was totally worth it, you know?
Oh my God.
So those were my highlights, and I purchased a few things.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I ended up buying from, what is it?
Diamond Select?
Diamond Select Toys. I bought the Venomite. I'm gonna mess the Venomite.
The Vinny Mates. Yeah.
Such cool detail.
Which Vinny? And by the way, for listeners, this is a really cool, slightly newer line. I want to say, like, within the past year, Diamond Select sized up. They made bigger their patented design of what were called Mini Mates, and they still have Mini Mates. But it's this really cool kind of blocky design. It resembles Lego a bit, evokes some Lego, but has very – they're posable little action figures. But then they sized them up from Mini Mates with an M as in Mary to Vinny Mates, like V as in Victor, Vinny Mates, which are like – I want to say like 4 to 5 inches, right?
Yeah, and they're sweet. You know, like you
That's
said.
Awesome.
I bought the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Nice.
And it was – it was honestly, I spent, I think it was $10 or $15. It was there. Yeah, it was like, it was very reasonable price, and the detail is awesome. And they also are going to have, because I was so excited, I went to their website.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a Bruce Lee line.
Yes, I saw that. I got the email because I do promos for them. I got an email and they were like, we're doing Bruce Lee. I was like, what?
Do you know, like, do you know when they're launching it by any chance, or no?
I want to say, from what I remember, because I read the press release from their president, Chuck Treseri, I think his name is. He is really cool, too, because they're like a mid-sized company. So what's awesome about Diamond Select is the president is very accessible. The marketing people are very accessible, because they're not this army. But what's awesome about that is that their price point is always, as you said, like, super fair. They have stuff at those booths that look like almost sideshow Hot Toys level.
The detail's immaculate. They're great. It's like, yeah. So like, once I heard Bruce Lee, I was like, yes.
Yes.
That's going to be something that I'm waiting for. And maybe it's early 2019.
Yeah, I want to say it definitely 2019. I don't remember when though.
Oh, that would be so awesome if it was,
dude,
at next year's Comic-Con.
Oh yes, you're right. Oh my God, yeah, I'm sure they will. If it's out by then, yeah, they'll definitely put something out by either San Diego or New York for sure.
Because I'm definitely gonna get Bruce Lee. Like that's my dude. So
that's your boy.
Yeah. So yeah, bought that, and then
and what's great about Diamond Select, just real quick with Bruce Lee, is how dynamic. They're really known for like their dynamism, making these figures look like they're moving around. Like you'll have this statue that looks like it's running, or like a Batman Beyond one that I have, exhaust is shooting out his boots, and he's in this real acrobatic flying position with his wings open. It's like they're always moving. I can't imagine like Bruce Lee in the yellow suit from what's the yellow Kill Bill suit movie?
Oh, is that the Chinese Connect?
No, I think it's the one where he goes through he's got to fight the five levels, and he's got to fight Kareem. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he's got to go through the six levels.
That wasn't Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon is when he's on the island, like the Bond movie. I'm thinking of the one that's like way more just straight up like Kung Fu style. Oh, it's so good. Whatever. That movie, like I just can't imagine the PVC diorama. If they do like a 9-inch PVC diorama of him in the yellow suit, like doing a high kick, you got my money twice, dude.
That would be the awesome.
Game of Death.
Was it Game of Death originally, or was it? No, I think
Game
it was
of Death.
No, it was Chinese Connection.
Huh. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think it was Chinese Connection. But like you said, because they had the John Wick series.
Yes, yes, dude. Oh, don't remind me, because now I'm about to spend all my money on that.
So.
Yeah, how sick did those John Wick statues look, bro? Oh, my God.
And like you said, they equaled sideshow quality, and there was other booths there that were just more, you know, they had too much of a price range. Like I felt like if they keep this range of price, they're gonna just blow up.
I agree. I think Diamond's gonna blow up. I also shameless plug, because they're part of we do reviews for them, and I made this awesome press connect, and now I'm kind of part of I am part of their team. But there's this company 3-0, also known as 3A, and they put out sideshow level stuff, and you know they are their competitors, so they know like what specifically. So to be clear, Sideshow is they're a company that makes toys, I believe, but mostly they're a distributor. Like that's what mainly their business is, and they like Hot Toys is one of their biggest products that they're known for. But you know, because they have this exclusive deal, and I'm not saying anything against them, it's just that they're keeping it. The price is kind of higher than what they can possibly, like, if my point is that Hot Toys could be cheaper if they weren't through Sideshow.
Yeah. So once you get, yeah. So like you said, so what else, what now, obviously you did, what was your, how many did, I don't do the foot counts or none of that, but my cousin did, and he did like 2.5 miles. I'm sure you did a lot more than that.
Oh my God, dude. My watch said that I did more cardio that day. That sent me this like stupid little coin thing and was like, you did more cardio yesterday than you've ever done since you've owned this watch.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Cause I don't like, I've been on like a pretty big weight loss thing recently and working out a lot, but cardio is something that,
that no one likes.
Well, no one likes it, but also it's in the big like dietary shifts that you have to make to like really lose weight, because there's the difference between like getting in shape and being healthy, and then like when you really want to lose some weight. And the really want to lose some weight means that you have to dramatically shift your diet, and therefore your social life, and pretty much your lifestyle changes in order to make that happen. So part of that is going like, stop thinking that you have to spend hours at the gym with cardio, because what that's going to do is make you really hungry, and then you're going to go back to your old ways. So one of the things is, like, I haven't been doing, as strange as it is and as much weight as I've lost, I just haven't been doing cardio. I'm getting back into it now for health, because it's good for you to do. It's absolutely healthy and you know, vital, if not. But I also, I get cardio in other ways. Like that day, if my watch is telling me I got all that cardio, it's like, well, then I kind of don't need to spend, you know, a half hour at the gym on some elliptical machine staring at a TV. It's like, I'm getting that cardio.
Yeah, true.
So funny story about cardio. I thought a fun thing to do, I'll just bang through the bullet points, but show you what in my day at con. I thought that'd be a fun thing to do. Because I wrote it down and it took up two sticky notes. And I was like, this was one day? Holy. All right. And again, the cardio thing you just mentioned is going to factor into this with a really funny story. All right. So Thursday. Right after I woke up, I recorded the intro to and finished posting the DC Collect-A-Cat show, the new show on our network. We record every Wednesday, so I had to get that out by con and make sure, because it was a con pre-show. Got that out. Then I had to do the secure website thing that I mentioned, because I did not want to show up to con with these half-assed, not secure websites. Paid $300 and spent an hour on the phone with GoDaddy to make that happen. After that, I went to Staples and picked up my $90 worth of business cards and a poster that I didn't even end up getting to use outside because it was raining. I got this nice-ass poster that said Batman Beyond fan interviews and all this stuff, and like a way more legit version of what I had last year. And then it was raining, so I was like, oh, great. But I have it. What's cool about it, because it's laminated, I can use it for any con ever, so it's not a waste. But yeah, had to go to Staples, then do that. So I'm set back a little bit schedule wise already because of the website thing. I mean, the website thing, I knew obviously it was last minute doing the morning of, but it was also a financial thing. Like, I don't have $300 lying around. So if I'm going to spend it, it's going to be like, I'm saving it to the, you know, when I need it. Spent the money, but then right away it was like some of the stuff wasn't working. And then I just wanted to make sure, literally, like I called them back because I kept testing it on my phone, like from Staples and stuff, and was just calling them from the road, like on the parkway, Garden State Parkway, going north to the city. Like, it's still not working. What's happening? Like, okay, we're looking into it, blah, blah, blah. So, okay. You know, I didn't get to the city, as I told you, until, like, I was texting you on the way up, running late. hour and a half into the city, to the parking garage, and then the parking garage. So I did that, like, you know, cheap park thing. And that means that you're not necessarily going to park very close. So I think I was like 10 blocks away to begin with, which isn't too bad, or like 5 to 10 blocks. I forget how many it was. It wasn't that far.
Yeah.
But I'm from New Jersey and don't respect the directions of New York. And I was posting the hell out of everything, especially the night before. So I'm on Instagram walking 10 blocks in the wrong direction.
Oh, man. That's
so not only, and it's not even, it was a nice day. Like, I had a tank top on. I was just walking. Like, it was not, and I'm wearing jeans because I didn't think shorts would have been too cold. So I am just sweating at this point. Like, I got my high tops, and thank God I had the tank top on, because I would have just taken my shirt off. I was just trooping, dude, especially when I realized that I had walked 10 blocks in the wrong direction. Turned around from there, finally got to con. So at that point, I know, like, I have to be out by 5 o'clock because I have this interview. It's 6, midtown traffic, everything. So I'm like, I got to be out 5. So I'm looking at my watch. It's 1:50, so I'm like, I have literally 3 hours and 10 minutes to do everything I need to do on this floor.
That's
so the clock is ticking. One of my highlights of last year, and I know for a fact it really helped, because I looked at the analytics on my podcast compared to like the week before that, and my numbers of listeners skyrocketed because I just stood at the exit of con just handing out business cards, Batman Beyond Podcast, Batman Beyond. Again, this was to promote the hell out of Above and Batman Beyond. I knew this time I would not have that luxury of just, I mean, literally until they were like kicking me out of con, they're like, you have to leave. I was handing out cards. So I knew I didn't have that time. So the whole time I was there, you saw me. It was like everyone with a Batman shirt. I'm like,
bam, bam.
Yeah. And then like this time I had two sets of cards too. So in one pocket, I got DC Collecticast, one pocket Batman Beyond podcast. So the second I get there, boom, 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 handing them out. Met this dude, Johan from C506.net. Shout out to C506.net. They are one of the biggest Latin American like geek sites on the planet. And I just really lucked out. He was one of the first people I went up to. But, you know, I'm getting better at this, I guess. And I'm a lot less awkward about it. And I can read people better. Like, I can tell if they don't want to hear it, if they do want to hear it. This dude, I mean, in 3 hours and 10 minutes, if you're talking to someone for 15, 20 minutes straight, that's a long conversation. So we start talking, and like, he's telling me this and telling me that. And like, by the end of the conversation, he's like, all right, man, you seem really passionate. You know your stuff. Like, I'm getting you press passes. I'm getting you this. I'm like, all right, you know, this is the entertainment business. You seem cool and trustworthy, but kind of all believe it when I see it type thing.
Yeah.
And then the person he was just talking about, he's like, oh, no, I'm meeting up with John Timms in a minute if you want to wait around. I'm like, yeah. John Timms is the current artist of Harley Quinn. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Kind of like saying I will hang around but ready to leave. And John Timms just walks over and he's like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Because he's from Costa Rica, and so is John Timms, just happens to be from Costa Rica. Comes over, they're speaking Spanish. I'm like, whoa. We didn't just walk up to John Timms. John Timms just came up to us.
Wow.
Like, this guy's not kidding. And then I go on their website and see all this stuff. So that was a massive connect. And I'm like, okay, this is a good start. From there, I met up with you. I got a selfie with Tiffany Smith from, she used to be on that DC All Access. They had an app for a bit and like a YouTube show. And it was one of their original content video shows on the DC Comics website. So that was cool. Interviewed Diamond, interviewed Funko, which I will be a separate story that we'll get into. Left at 5 o'clock to go to the Spahi interview. I met up with Omar Spahi, who is the who is a comics writer, and he is a podcaster. He's got the Dreamers podcast, which is really cool because he's writing comics. His dream is to get into DC Comics. So to fulfill that, to get to that dream, part of it is to have this podcast where he interviews comic creators. So it's really cool. Also, a highlight of that, I show up, dude. It's this nice-ass hotel on 45th Street. We go up to the suite. He's got lights set up, like two cameras and...
Oh, man.
Like, super legit mics. I'm like, is this the Joe Rogan experience? Like, what is happening? And then he goes, you know what? Normally I interview comic creators, so why don't we just do your show? Go for it. Interview me. And I'm like, I get to do my show?
Oh, that is sweet.
So the next episode of Above and Batman Beyond is going to be super legit, which I'm not going to talk about on the show. I'm going to act like I totally set all that up, but I totally didn't. But all right, so I know I just blew through all that. In the middle of all of this, in this just shitstorm of stuff that's happening, all great, all successful, all awesome, better than I've ever been. I'm killing it. I'm on top of my game. Probably the most proud of myself I've ever been in my life. Then all of that composure completely disappears, and I turn into an 8-year-old fangirl.
It happens.
So I am being bounced around within the DC area because I want to get an interview with someone from the DC Universe app, that new streaming app they have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, I have a Batman Beyond show, so I want to just see what fan reactions are. And it's very relevant to what I'm doing. A great thing to get. They had the whole DC thing set up. They had the op. Did you see the Black Manta suit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was sweet.
Dude, so sweet. So, you know, I'm bouncing, and it's kind of like Hollywood. The thing in Hollywood is like, hold on one second, I'll be there. I just had to text somebody real quick. Like, the thing in Hollywood is nobody knows anything. So that's how it felt. It's like I show up, and they're just like, go to this person. I go to that person. They're like, no, go to that person over there. Everyone's just like, all right, you guys, I mean, you're all DC. None of you know what you're talking about. But it's not their fault. It has to do with events, and like they don't know what's going on because they're barely told, and that's just how it is at every event. And so all this, I'm getting bounced around, and I just, because I'm getting bounced around, I ended up getting sandwiched in this one little part, and Kevin Conroy is just standing there.
Wow.
The voice of Batman.
No way.
Is right there. And I'm like, this is why you're here. Like, this is it. This is exactly all of this shit, all of the sweat, all of the money that you don't have that you just spent to make this thing. I am putting literally everything I have into this thing. This is why I turned into an 8-year-old fangirl. It's like I never met a famous person before. Nothing but dog shit was coming out of my mouth for like 30 seconds. Stuttering. I told him, I was like, I think I'm going to cry. And then I looked away and I'm like, I'm not going to cry. He's like, thank you. And the first thing that did come out of my mouth, though, was, am I supposed to be here? I was like, the only thing I could think of. Because I'm just like.
You're so fanning.
Yeah, I'm fanning out. And I also don't want to bother him. Like, that's a big thing with celebs. I don't want to fucking bother them. That's all that happens in their life, especially social media. It's like they're just people just take out their phones when they see a famous person. Like, they're not a person with feelings. So I'm like, all right, treat them with respect. Like, what do you do? And then so the first thing I said is, am I supposed to be here? He's like, no. And he said it nicely, but he and like these two press guys that were clearly like guiding him around con and stuff were just like, yeah, he's here waiting for an interview. Because that was the area like 2 years before that. Like Frank Miller was just getting interviewed 10 feet away from me.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, that's the Dark Knight Returns. Like, oh my God. And I was taking pictures just shamelessly. I'm like, oh my God. And then finally I was shooed away. They're like, you're not pressed. Get out of here. And I vividly remember Frank Miller just staring me down. I'm like, damn, the Dark Knight Returns just stared me down. But yeah, so Conroy's just there. And like between him and his two press guys, I was told 3 times in the nicest way possible to go away. Just basically like, I'm standing here for an interview. I'm just waiting for an interview. And then I'm like, all right, I really don't want to bother you. And, you know, of course, things came out in the stuttering of like, what you've done means so much to me and blah, blah, blah. All of this is probably within like 60 seconds, but it feels like an hour.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm just like, all right, say something. Don't say something. Say something. Don't say, ask him. Don't ask him. And because my dream has been for the podcast, if I could just get Kevin Conroy to say, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, telling you to go above and Batman beyond. I'm like, if I can make that happen in my life, like, easy bucket list, done.
Yeah.
I don't even want an autograph. Like, that's been my thing. Like, an audiograph. I don't want. So I said, I was like, you know what? He's right here. Just do it. And I'm like, all right, I know I'm not supposed to be here. We just established this. Like, I don't want an autograph. I don't even want a selfie. If you could just say the send off to my podcast. And you, like, right away. So, again, I've already been told 3 times to kind of go away.
Yeah.
And then it's like. But I broke him in a good way because I finally started telling him what the send off is to the show. And he's like, and he just stopped in it. Cause I was like, so the name of my show is Above and Batman Beyond. So you just have to say, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice telling you to go. And then I told him the send off and he just pauses for a second and grabs the mic and he just goes, all right, let's do it.
That is great.
I was like, oh my God, now he suddenly likes me for half a second. I don't know why, but let's do this shit.
He was like, this guy is persistent.
And then I was like, dude. And then so I start to tell him, and I'm like, well, you can either say the voice of Batman or old Bruce Wayne. And I'm like, dude, stop directing Kevin Conroy. Just let him do it.
Yeah.
And then this is when you know you're working with a professional voice actor versus, like, most people, you have to tell them a couple times, like, all right, it's your name, where you're from, telling you to go. And, like, I have to do 2 or 3 takes a lot of times and cut it up.
Yeah.
This dude has been doing this forever. He's been Batman for 26 years at this point. Bangs it out. And then I've heard other people, like, say that he's contractually obligated not to do it. And he just apparently didn't care for me and just goes, this is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. I was like, ah! Dude. And then he's just like, telling you to go above and Batman Beyond. And I was just like, that is
awesome right there.
So that is all that matters for all of this shit.
Hustling at its finest.
And finally, just to finish the list, I ended up going out with the guys from Bat Force Radio, which another get, like, I, you know, within 6 hours, I couldn't have met more influential people. Like, it was just nuts. I, like, the dudes from Cult of the Batman is this guy's name. I heard of him through, I interviewed at Saturday Morning Batman on Instagram.
Okay.
Who focuses primarily, is like, he's basically an historian of anything Batman that's been in animation, from like anything from like Super Friends up to anything. He covers it on his Instagram and does like full historical, like archival posts about very specific things and shows and information. It is one of my favorite. So he and I had him on above. We just tore through shit for 2.5 hours without even like blinking. It was amazing. So Cult of the Batman was recommended to me by him, and I think I had followed him and stuff and maybe reached out. Never really got much of a response, but then I started the DC Collect-A-Cast show just a few weeks before, because I was like, I had wanted to start a Batman collector podcast since like for 2 years almost now, and just there wasn't one, and it was kind of always in my back pocket. Finally, I started it because I've been hustling, like you said, and like, dude, paid off is not even the word. Within like 3 weeks, this dude reaches out to me, follows me. He's like, this stuff's cool, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, meet up with us in New York. And I go, and all of the, pretty much everyone from Bat Force is there. And to give you an idea of how like big Bat Force is, on Instagram alone, they have like 250,000 followers.
Wow.
Like they are one of the reasons that I started a Batman Beyond podcast and not just a Batman podcast. As I was looking through and I'm like, I can't compete with that. You know, and there's like six of them, and they're all, and most of them are like deep into the comics and they interview comics people. And like, but then, you know, Paul Dini and everybody else. And you're just like, all right, I need my own thing or I'm just going to be drowning here. And I told them that too. I was very, they're like, what got you so into Beyond? Because these are like hardcore New York Bat fans. So they're like, Batman Beyond, what the fuck is this?
Hey.
And then like some of them were like, all right, man, you know what? You got to be convinced, because I'm just explaining to them. I'm like, well, you love the animated series. Like, of course. And I'm like, all right, well, and then, you know, not like imitating them, but they, I could see why if they're like Batman purists, it is very different. So it was just so cool, like to half convert them. And then also, but again, that DC Collect-A-Cast show, because most of them love collectibles, that has been getting a lot of people toward the network. So that, yeah, I got to say, that's the big highlight is DC Collect-A-Cast, Bat Force, shout out to C506 and my hero, Kevin Conroy.
That's sweet.
So yeah, it was a busy con.
You did your thing, man.
Really did.
So I can't top that.
Yeah, I thought it would be interesting to go through, because I've told the Kevin Conroy story on two other shows, Above and then Bat Yard's Finest, but I hadn't like gone through the list of everything I had to do that day. So I thought that it'd be interesting to like actually itemize it and be like, this is how much I did in one day.
That's a lot of stuff, man.
Oh, crap. All right. I got to go here.
All right. So,
well, that was a hell of an update. That was awesome. I'm so glad I got to tell that story again. I love telling it.
That's a good story, too. It's well, like, worth it, you know?
Oh, so worth it. All right. So, this is Update Nerd Style. I have been Benjamin David from Above and Batman Beyond. Again, check out all the shows on our network and all the con coverage we got coming from the comic book, intl.com. Network, our sites are back up and fresh and running, batmanbeyondpodcast.com, CBI. And then, but yeah, those are the shows, not only Update Nerd Style, Above and Batman Beyond, Bat Yard's Finest, that's plural, Bat Yard's Finest, and DC Collect-A-Cast. So, Mag, let's hear your send-off.
You can find me, Mag, on Mag's Rambling on the Anchor app. And Instagram as Medina A. Geekin, and on Twitter as Mags Rambling, and on Steady Geeking Podcast, which you can find on the Earplug Podcast Network.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know if I said my Instagram for above, but it's going to be Batman Beyond Podcast. So at Batman Beyond Podcast, and that's where you'll find most of our Instagram coverage, and at DC Collecticast. All right, so this has been Update Nerd Style. See you later, Meg.
See you later.